Well, Coach, talk a little bit about your team and who are some of the names that stand out that people might know.
Our team's been a hardworking group of guys that have a very good job of not giving up. A lot of resilience, a lot of pride in how they play, and they want to show that to everybody. Some guys that stick out that you guys have probably heard of, Kobe Reitz, Braden Holland, Sterling Rausch, Carter Fawcett. I mean, we've got a lot of good athletes out here on the field, and it's been tremendous for us this season thus far.
Well, your offense is averaging about 33 points a game. You're holding opponents to about 7 points a game. You've had 4 shutouts on the year. Is this really the complete team going into the playoffs here, going to this final, this semifinal game?
It is. They have the complete package ability, and they put together well. I mean, these guys have been playing, a lot of them, together since third grade. So having that 9 years of experience together and understanding how each person is going to react has been a tremendous help for us this season.
Talk about your season. You went undefeated throughout the season, and you're 2-0 going into the playoffs. How do you feel that your team has played so far this year?
Above expectations. A lot of people looked at this team and said, okay, we'll be jumping up from 9-man to 11-man. They're going to be down. They're not going to do as well. The boys took that as a challenge, and so did our coaching staff, to say, you know what, let's prove these people wrong. Let's show them what Bearcat spirit is like and what the Bearcats can play like. And these guys have ate it up. They've worked their butts off to make sure they know what to do. And adding the 2 extra guys on the field just hasn't really changed much.
Well, let's talk about that jump. You were 9-man last year, 11-man this year. Going into this year, how did you prepare the boys to make that jump into 11-man football? And how do you think that's gone for you this year?
We prepped a lot with just talking scheme. You know, the basics of football are the same. You tackle the same. You run the ball the same. You throw the ball the same. You catch it the same. You know, so we just talked about there's not a drastic difference in how you play the game of football. But coming down to scheme, it adds a couple things. I said to them about, especially defensively, their corners. Our corners can play a little more aggressive because they have a safety over the top, or they have this, this, this. So that's kind of opened these guys up to saying, okay, we can take a chance here and be a little more aggressive in this situation, or we've got to sit back in these situations as well. So it just came down to a lot of scheme talk and a lot of guys getting in the weight room and making sure we were prepped.
One final question for you. Coming up Friday nights, you head down to Winter. You're undefeated. Winter is undefeated. The only real common opponent you guys have is Mount Vernon Plankinton, and they both played you close this season. What do you know about Winter? What do you need to do to get into that championship game?
Winter's an all-around team. They very much are. They're a very well-coached and well-disciplined team as well. It's going to come down to who makes the least amount of mistakes, least amount of turnovers, and then who can capitalize on turnovers. That turns into a huge, huge factor. One goal that we've put in front of our boys is you have to play the most selfless game of football you've ever played, doing your job to a T and making sure you understand and trust that your guys behind you are going to make the play, even though we're maybe shoving you down into a hole here or we're putting you here instead, just understanding that the other guys have your back.